Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Layla Carey. This week on AK, breathe. Election, stormy weather, the impending winter darkness, we all need to take a deep breath this time of year. Luckily, our bodies can't forget to breathe, but we've all forgotten when and how breathing originated. Scientists at the University of Alaska Fairbanks may have discovered the origins of the process. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, they've found an answer in a primitive fish that still swims Alaska's rivers.
The constant drone of a large cooler hums in the corner of Michael Harris's lab at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Harris is a respiratory neurobiologist. He's keeping tiny juvenile lamprey in that cooler, and he's convinced they hold the secret to the evolution of air breathing in humans.
At rest, right now standing here, we actually breathe in order to get rid of carbon dioxide that we produce through metabolism. And if we do that effectively, we can't help but get all the oxygen we need.
Harris says our bodies know when and how to expel carbon dioxide because of sensors in our brains. But he doesn't know when humans developed those sensors. That's what the lamprey are for. They're an extremely primitive fish. They don't breathe air, but they do use gills to take in oxygen. Harris decided to look at lamprey brains up close to find out if they were also sensitive to carbon dioxide.
It certainly does have the aura of science fiction, sort of the old movie depictions of the brains kept alive in the jar of saline. That is actually what we do, and it does actually work.
With the help of lab technician Megan Hoffman, Harris exposed nerves in the lamprey brains to different concentrations of the gas. The result was nerve activity that is typically associated with breathing. Harris believes it's the kind of activity that eventually led air-breathing animals to cough in response to bad air, or in this case, lots of carbon dioxide.
When we induced a cough for the first time with carbon dioxide, I think we both laughed hysterically.
You laughed too, Megan?
Yeah, I did.
What
I was
made
pretty.
You laugh?
I was just exciting to see it work. And then especially when we stimulated it with CO2 and it coughed more, that was particularly exciting.
Now, part of the reason Harris and Hoffman laugh is because what they consider a lamprey cough really does look funny. I'll get to that in a minute. After testing brains, Harris tried the same experiment with a live lamprey. In the lab, there's a small aquarium with about 2 inches of water in the bottom. A long, skinny pink and brown lamprey rests in a glass tube under the water. A microscope projects a video as Harris exposes the lamprey to carbon dioxide.
Oh, he does look like he coughed.
He does look like he coughs, absolutely.
Can you do that one more time?
The lamprey undulates from front to back as if it has the hiccups, and the water moves in a wave out of the tube. These fish spend their first 5 years in burrows they dig into the bottom of riverbeds throughout interior Alaska.
What we think then is that the buildup of CO2 in the water in an occluded tunnel stimulates a response in the animals to cough. And when they cough, they expel water from their pharynx back out the front of their body, which would make a water current in the tunnel that would blow the mud out of the occlusion.
Carbon dioxide builds up in those burrows as the lamprey sit and filter feed. Harris collaborates with neuroscientist Barbara Taylor. She says the simplicity of this experiment is what makes their findings so exciting.
We strive for that.
We love that.
When it's elegantly simple, that's when you can think you're really onto something.
Both Taylor and Harris are interested in finding out more about how different pathologies, like central sleep apnea, sudden infant death syndrome, and Rett syndrome developed as animals evolve to breathe air.
So if we can understand that how lamprey control cough is generated by the same types of neurons that are the neurons that are so important to human health that when they fail, breathing fails, we can understand what are critical elements and what are peripheral elements or elements that are secondary to the critical system.
Harris is halfway through experiments with live lamprey. He presented his research at the annual Society for Neuroscience in New Orleans earlier this month. He says he was so excited about the response that he wrote up a manuscript for publication on his flight back home. He hopes to have his results published within the next few months. For AK, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.